The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
There's a great saying in football, make them defend every blade of grass. 11 guys seeing it the same way, and everyone playing a different role at a different time.
Kyler Murray, you are ridiculous.
We can't get bored of winning. We got to continue to stack wins.
There's nothing like winning.
They kind of have to just take it on the chin. We know we have what it takes to be great.
We don't think we have any limits on what we can do as an offense.
Touchdown, LA!
Hopefully we just hit the ground running and do what we're supposed to do. We got the win, that's all I care about.
We've had a good stretch of games, but it's all about next week.
Hey, it's Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is
what
it
up,
that
yo?
We do? We give the people! They won. We'll get you ready for week six, but week six has already begun, and it was those two, Tom Brady and Antonio Brown, the scoring combination, mixing a little Leonard Fournette, and Tampa Bay beat the Eagles. Didn't cover, but beat the Eagles. What do you think about this Bucs performance?
You care so much about your bets. I do, too. You don't turn me into a gambleholic. Here's a story of a man named Brady who threw the ball 13 times to Antonio Brown, who's become his number one target with the Bucs. Who would have thought, right? You get there, they got Evans, they have Godwin. AB was basically in and out of the league. Now all of a sudden, they're hooking up on the big stage, making major plays. This is without Gronk. You see OJ catching a touchdown as well. As long as you're going to protect Tom Brady and their offensive line has been doing an amazing job of doing that, he's going to pick you apart. And that's exactly what he did to the Philadelphia secondary in particular.
And it was also Leonard Fournette, another player who was just let go by a team, rejuvenated with the Bucs. Same with Antonio Brown. As you mentioned, Gronkowski. It just seems like once you get to Tampa Bay and Tom has you in that offense, he's going to feed you and you're going to win. Fournette looked great. But, Jalen, on that last drive, there was a play that we have to discuss. And that was the taunting call. After Fournette was tackled on the sideline, Avery just kind of stood up and looked at him like this was – this isn't much here. Like, that's not much. That, to me, is not a flag. That was 15 yards in a crucial drive that the Eagles defense needed to get the ball back to the offense to get the win. Look at that.
You know, I was an explicit trash talker, and by no means do I believe that this should have been a flag in any way, shape, or form. Don't take the personality out of the game. If I'm going to run as fast as I can and hit somebody as hard as I can, and the play isn't down till I throw another 250-pound man to the ground, and let me express myself afterwards. Let me exhale a little bit. That cannot be a penalty going forward.
Cannot be a penalty going forward. And Jalen, somehow you've turned me into your bookie, so I have to place all your bets. And every single week, you place a Jalen Hurts rushing touchdown bet. And yesterday, I didn't get a chance to go to New Jersey. And look it, Jalen Hurts scored not one, but two rushing touchdowns. Every single week, you're going to continue to bet the Jalen Hurts rushing touchdown bets. And they're always going to come in as they have.
Two kids already through college. Ladarius, now Mariah on scholarship. Gracie Gumby on scholarship. However, we need a backup plan. Jalen Hurts, two touchdowns. That's the next bet. I've been telling each person all year, if you've been listening to what we bet, Jacoby told you to bet Josh Allen rush TD. I told you to bet Jalen Hurts. If you've been riding it, you know what I'm talking about.
Tom Brady had a great night last night, but he is now the subject of soft move or boss move. Tom Brady was on Jim Gray's podcast, and here's what he had to say about a post-Super Bowl celebration with Snoop Dogg.
I actually have a funny story. So after the game that we won in Atlanta against the Rams, Snoop was there, and I brought my son was 11 at the time to the after party, and the game ended pretty late. So it was midnight. It was in our hotel. So we had this little special spot on the stage. Well, Snoop had a pole up, and there were some girls. They were clothed, but at the same time, there was a pole, and my son was here. He had his eyes open, and he was listening to music, and I said, Jack, cover your eyes. And he goes, Dad, I'm good. So it's 2 in the morning, and I mean, we are having the time of our life, and I'm like, holy cow, if he tells his mother, I ain't going to see this kid for a long time. But
Jack, my nephew, Jack and the Beanstalk.
I'm telling you, it was one of the best moments of my life. We still talk about it, too. I said, Jack, and he goes, Dad, I'm good. All right, I'm good.
Yeah, keep that under your head, Jack.
That's right. He's growing up.
Jalen, soft movie boss move, letting your 11-year-old son party with Snoop Dogg.
Uncle Snoop, this is definitely a historic boss move. And I want to take you guys actually behind the curtain on a few things that were said there. That was cold, that probably went over a lot of y'all heads, that only a certain fraternity of us got what he was saying. Don't underestimate the part where he said, I might not see this boy again. That's baby daddy talk. Trust me. He's like, you know what? We just won the Super Bowl. I got him with me these days. He cannot go home and tell his mother this. And by the way, Snoop gave him a great nickname. You think he earned it that day?
Jack and the Beanstalk.
And
also, you know, funny this,
he earned it that night?
Snoop had a pole. Like, Snoop got in the Uber with, like a stripper pole and some ladies. I like the idea that Snoop was the one who brought the pole. We're going to move on to some matchups.
Do you think he earned this nickname? Snoop was like, keep that under your hat, Jack. I love Snoop so much. We got to get him to come back on the show.
We definitely have to have him come back on the show. Now we have to turn our attention to Week 6 matchups in the NFL. And the biggest game in my eyes are two titans of the AFC, two of the best quarterbacks under center in the game right now. Justin Herbert and Lamar Jackson are going to battle it out. Who would you take if you had to take one of these quarterbacks on the Detroit Lions?
Well, the beauty is that when I like to size people up, whether it's in the boxing ring, I think back to something that happened during the pandemic that changed all of our lives. And we had Swiss Beats and Timberland on this show to talk about it. A versus battle between Lamar Jackson and Justin Herbert. That's what I see this weekend, Jacoby. Bars! That's what I see. Bars! And by the way, Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One gonna have a versus this Sunday. In all honesty, this is the epitome of a contrast of styles. And I ain't gonna even just talk about like their flavor and their skin color playing that position. That's another subject for another day. I'm gonna talk about their ability, how Justin Herbert, he has the height, he can make all of the throws from the pocket. But Lamar is a joystick, something we have not seen. It really, Kyler Murray, Michael Vick, like those are the other people that like give me that dual action. But how about how he's continued to be effective from the pocket? So in this versus, I know if you were going forward, you're trying to pick a franchise quarterback, as I see Hollywood Brown getting deep. And by the way, Andrews.
That's the game plan. That's the game plan.
I'm taking Lamar Jackson in this versus.
I would take Lamar Jackson. Justin Herbert is an exciting young quarterback and only his second year in the league, leading this Chargers team, which has been rejuvenated into one of the best teams in the AFC. That is one of the key matchups. That's in the early slate of games. And we did this last year, but now that they're 5-0, we're doing it again. Jalen Jacoby is now turning into the Cardinals News Network. Again, we are the Cardinals News Network here, no longer on ESPN, because we love the Cardinals so much. They are now 5-0, but they have a tough test this weekend against the Cleveland Browns, who just run the ball and placed out defense. Can the Browns pull off the upset and give the Cardinals their first loss?
Possibly. I believe they may be able to. I don't know. I don't believe Chandler Jones is going to play for the Cardinals defensively. And you mentioned how the run game of the Browns, they have as stout, if not the most stout, 1-2 punch in the league. But for the Cardinals, we already know our guys, Kyler Murray, D-Hop, rinse and repeat. And for the Browns, can Baker and OBJ finally connect? They scored over 40 points last week, and Odell only had 3 targets. Mm. He ain't happy about that. I've been talking to you about that this season. That's my major storyline for this squad. So that's what I'm going to be watching for.
When you look at the numbers, it just seems like if you have someone with Odell Beckham Jr.'s talent, they should get more targets, more receptions, and more yards. And look at week 5 at the Chargers. Just as you mentioned, 3 targets, 2 receptions for 20 yards. He did miss 2 games early in the season. Do you think he's at 100%?
I believe he's at 100%. He hasn't indicated anything otherwise. Can't necessarily suggest it in his play. But since he's been there, we've talked about the fact that he and Baker haven't truly been able to connect and have those wide receiver one franchise, future franchise quarterback type moments. That's why Baker hasn't gotten this big deal yet. Mm-hmm. And that's why Odell Beckham may end up being traded. Those are the 2 guys that we're discussing.
And we talked about the way Tom Brady has rejuvenated Antonio Brown, but let's not overlook, as we discuss sort of rejuvenating the careers of star wide receivers, AJ Green has been a key part of this Cardinals offense. We always talk about D-Hop, but AJ Green has been doing work in Phoenix. We'll be looking at those 2 games, and we're going to get you ready for the rest of the games. But Jalen, the Lions, they find new and exciting ways to lose every time and put you in misery on the floor. We'll discuss them and teams that are actually good right after this on Jalen Jacoby. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck, Pier 17 at the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, every week is another matchup for the Lions that is inevitably going to end in heartbreak for you. This is your reaction to them losing to the Vikings last week, live.
What is this the face of?
Meow.
What is this the face of?
Meow.
The last second loss to the Vikings. The 85-yard field goal from the Ravens. Like, they lose every week, but they just do it in new and dramatic ways. You're in an abusive relationship with this football team, and as your brother, it's time for me to say you need to sever ties, dog. It's like when your friend is dating somebody they shouldn't be dating. You got to pull them aside and say, this isn't working for you. This is bad for you. Become a Die Easy Bills fan like myself.
Oh, whoa, I didn't see that. Hold on, whoa. Did I see a Vikings player boss up? Hold on, whoa, I didn't see that. You know what? This is getting personal now.
Yes.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something. But you haven't been watching. I got a secret for you, dog. Do you know the best fourth quarter team in the NFL is led by my guy, not Goff, Jarrett Montana? Do you know that?
Can you be the best fourth quarter team in the NFL if you haven't won a game? If you have not won a game, can you be the best fourth quarter team in the NFL? Just philosophically,
you know,
is that
like
possible?
We can come with the stats at like third and something. Like, we killing it in the fourth quarter. You know,
where are we getting the win?
Tell me all
the
of
win?
These great things we are. You know
where
what I'm saying?
Where are we getting the
oh,
win?
Oh, wow. Oh.
The Eagles so game, that's it.
Oh, dog, here you go. I got you. We're going to beat the Bengals.
Oh.
Chase finally won't get a touchdown. We're going to beat the Bengals. Oh, Jalen Hurts going to get 2 touchdowns on us. I'm betting that. We're going to beat the Steelers. And we're going to beat the Steelers, too. And we're going to beat the Browns, too.
Oh,
so those
okay.
are 3 wins.
Okay.
Right
so
there.
you predicted a 12-5 record for the Lions. Are you sticking with that? They're going to go 12-0 the rest of the year.
No, that's unlikely. Yeah, that's.
To be fair, you know, they're in a lot of these games. Yeah. They won the first half against the Packers. They had the Ravens at 4th-and-19. They beat the Vikings. They went for two, took the lead. They beat the Vikings, but then just didn't beat the Vikings. You really need to lead this team.
But you know what I want to do? I want to fly in with the Honolulu Blue and try to talk to some of the people that bet that the Lions would win over 5.5 games this year. Good luck with that. Thank you, Jacoby, for saving me. Thank you, Jacoby, for saving me.
I'm going to not just save you from making that terrible bet. I'm also going to save you from this team. You really need to lose this love for the Lions. Every Sunday we watch football together.
It's Detroit.
You have all the screens in the world, and you just lock in on the Lions game. It is pathetic to watch. Moving on to teams in the Lions Conference that actually play decent football. We're talking about the Packers and the Bears. And Aaron Rodgers was asked about all the quarterbacks he's faced against this division rival. This is his answer. It's hilarious.
Jay Cutler.
One.
Kyle Orton.
Two.
Rex Grossman.
Three.
Oh. Mitch.
Four.
That's about it.
Do you see yourself ever playing there when your time comes?
Playing here? No.
Hard no.
It's just not going to happen, man.
I'm not going to be really able to do it.
You saw that look on his face. He was like really thinking. He was like, what other quarterbacks have you faced?
You know what I just decided, Jacoby? Maybe I should do that for the Lions. Let's see how many Lions quarterbacks I can name. Can somebody keep count of this?
We'll be here for 45 minutes, Jalen.
All right, so Matthew Stafford is the most recent, but I'm going to start one out my youth. Gary Danielson, Eric Hipple, Rodney Peete, Andre Ware, Joey Harrington, Scott Mitchell, Eric Kramer, Dante Culpepper.
Dan Orlovsky, our colleague.
Dan Orlovsky, my guy. Oh, man.
There's been so many, and there's been so many losses hung on all of those quarterbacks at the hands of Aaron Rodgers. And this is going to be him against Justin Fields for the first time. Can Fields and the Bears stop Aaron Rodgers and get this upset?
And my guy, Charlie Batch, who went on to be a great backup for multiple years. This game is about two units. Of course, our guy, Justin Fields, the greatest quarterback in the history of the Chicago Bears. And I wonder if he's been to Urban's Pint House. I wonder if he got a chance to hang out there. In all honesty, it was great to see Khalil Mack regain his all-pro type of play. And the same thing for Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams hooking up. Friend of the show, Aaron Jones, has been gashing defenses. And so that offensive weaponry going against that Bears defense, that's what I'm looking forward to seeing.
Well, I'm looking forward to this Chiefs-Washington football team game. But you know when people say they want the smoke? Wide receiver Terry McLaurin did not want the smoke. Let's listen to Terry describe his introduction last week.
Have you gotten stuck in the smoke from the smoke machine?
Bro.
Last week it was the worst it's ever been for me. And that's nothing against the people who run that or anything like that. But usually it's like, I almost got the cadence down. It's like, shh, shh, shh. And when it pauses, I sprint out. But today, I mean, last game, it was like, shh. I was like, oh, shoot. Like, I'm trying to navigate. I'm like literally walking. I'm like walking, trying to get through the smoke. I'm just making sure I don't run into one of my teammates or one of the cheerleaders are like right out there. So, yes, last game was a challenge. Yeah, so that definitely got me last week.
Let's take a look at what Terry was talking about. That's a lot of smoke. That's too much. That's too much smoke.
That's way too much smoke. But it always looks great to watch the players on the other side looking heroic and triumphant to start the game, look confident. And then, unless they had like Riggins and Joe Theismann, Daryl Green, Man and Manley, and Joe Gibbs, shout to Joe Gibbs. They ain't been getting close to no Super Bowls. They ain't been getting close. But shout to my guy, McLaurin, because he's a beast as a receiver. But how about the great innovation and technology and the medicine that players get to take advantage of today? That's really what I take away from this story. The hyperbaric chambers, all of the things for recovery, all of the things for strength, all of the things to help elongate their careers.
Well, Jalen, when you look at this matchup, you think the Chiefs went to the Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl. And then you look at the Washington football team that has been pretty bad for quite some time now, but they both come into this game at 2-3. Can Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs get right against the Washington football team?
They're going to need to, because as you mentioned, this is a pivotal part of their season. And their defense has struggled mightily. Patrick Mahomes is throwing more interceptions this year than he did all last year. They need Kelce to have a big game. Right? You saw Andrews last week with Lamar Jackson. I think this is a Kelce game, and Kansas City over these next few weeks get their confidence back.
Jalen, you and I both think that the Los Angeles Lakers will end up not just winning the West, but the championship. But Jalen, I'm going to do the media thing and overreact. They haven't won a game in the preseason. They haven't won a game in the preseason. That's six games. Come on, fellas. We'll discuss that and much more right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. NBA season is almost here. Tonight is the last night of preseason action, and we've got a good one on ESPN2 at 6:30. The Celtics take on the Heat. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, you and I have high hopes for the Lakers this season. However, they've played exactly six preseason games and lost all six of them. It's just the preseason, but shouldn't there be some concern when you lose all of your preseason games, the latest to the Kings?
So how many wins do the Lions have so far this year?
Zero.
How many wins they have the year they went winless?
Zero.
That preseason, they were undefeated. Don't worry about the Lakers. They still got LeBron. They still got AD. They added Russell Westbrook. They're the clear-cut favorite to win the championship this year if they're healthy.
Tuesday night, they play the Warriors, and I bet they come away with a win. We'll be back next week. Tune in.
You're fucked.